Hello?
Yes, sir. All right, that's better. I think I can go ahead and try and get you assisted now. Can I get your zip code to get your account pulled up?
My zip code 24245.
Thank you, sir. All right, and can I get your name, please?
My name's Paul Chaffin.
All right, can you spell your last name?
C-H-A-F as in Frank, I-N.
Gotcha. And that first name is P-A-U-L.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. All right, sir. I ran your zip and your name. It didn't retrieve the account. I'm running your phone number now. So just deal back with me a couple more seconds. And your name is the only name that these charges should show in, sir?
It should be.
All right, because I ran your information. Can you provide, like, an email or the last four of the card that was used in the transaction?
I can tell you the email was okay. Dana and Paul, spelled D-A-N-A-N-P-A-U-L 2019 at Gmail.
All right, I got Dana, Paul, and what was the rest?
Dana N. Paul.
Okay, N. Paul. D-A-N-A-N-P-A-U-L.
2000. Yes. And the rest of it was 2019 at Gmail.
Thank you. Gmail.com.
The last right. Four of the card was 2850.
All right, which I'm hoping, because the email didn't get you pulled up. I'm going to run that card number. And then, what was the last four of it?
Sir, 2580.
Okay, thank you. 80. Do you think that could be in Miss Dana's name?
It could be. I don't know.
All right.
Be Dana Akers if it is.
And that's A-K-E-R-S?
Yes.
All right, thank you. That didn't come up neither.
Well, what about the order
number? Okay, that'll be fine. Okay, that'll be fine.
6-6-3-0-6-8-5-4-3.
All right, I'm going to run that back by you to make sure I got it right. That was 6-6-3-0-6-8-5-4-3.
Yes.
All right. No, sir. All right. What's your name? Do you think it'll come up as Dana Chaffin?
No, we should.
All right. Let me ask you this. What my job consists of, some customer, they may enter into the contest, try and win that Dyson or all those products, or they may try and win.
It was a free gift.
From that gadget store.
It was a free gift, and we only supposed to have to pay shipping on it. And they went ahead without the 7 days. Let me tell you my story, okay? 7-day free trial. This was on the 7th day of May. Supposed to got a free gift, a mini camera, sent to the house for $4.95. 7-day free trial, I get billed on the 12th, and they took the money out of my account for $79.94. That ain't 7 days. 7 days, so to cancel that, and I want to cancel that for damn sure.
And I'm trying to see, normally all it'll take is that zip code, and we would have been able to get the account pulled up. So I don't think that you've been charged. Especially.
Oh, I've been charged. It came off of my card.
Did you get an email on file?
This was the. I got smart. I got your package that came in the mail.
You get a tracking number. Cause I ran your order number. everything that would really come
smart gadgets online, right?
That's a
smart gadgets online. Okay, what about P.O. Box 19232 Akron, Ohio?
And that address is to, you're asking, is that our business address?
That's where this thing came from.
That may be, it may be from the one of those warehouses. We have distribution companies in the Midwest, Florida, Texas. This is what I'm saying. I'm trying to figure out because I want to get you
the distribution companies. They have to go to a main company to distribute. They got to go to a main company to distribute that stuff, though, don't they?
And I'm saying, like, I'm going to get your account pulled up so we can see what's going on, but I don't think these charges are with us.
What's going on? 18732 Veterans Memorial Highway, Dungannon, Virginia, 242-45-3940.
All right, thank you. And that's your address, right?
You've got a UPS. Yeah, they've got an USPS tracking number on this thing.
Can I get that?
Tracking number is 940-0-1-1-1-2-0-2-5-0-8-2-8-9-0-8-1-2-2-1.
Hold on.
082154 is last.
08-1-2.
No, 0-8-2-1.
0-8-2-1. Okay.
5-4.
All right, thank you.
5-4.
No, sir.
And this is the number that it gave on the, I've called the very phone number that it gave on the mailing address, smartgadgets.com or smartgadgets online, 877-501-6409, P.O. Box 19232, Akron, Ohio, 44319. The number was on the package.
And that's all
I got this
take.
Phone number.
All right. No, all it'll take is once you provide us that zip code, we'll get you pulled up without a problem. But once that zip didn't go through.
The zip code 242-3940.
Okay. And your phone went out. You said 242-390.
Excuse me.
Your phone went out when you was
my
giving me the
number
zip.
I didn't give you. I was giving you the zip code, okay? Hold on just a second. Zip code 24245-3940.
You said 24245. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you. -3940, whatever that means.
I think it really just goes with the give you a more direct area with those last four, but that 24245 should get you pulled up. No, sir, these charges aren't with our company, sir. They're not with us, sir. With all that information that you have, I would have been able to get you pulled up.
Well, how did I get y'all's phone number off the package in order?
That happens a lot. I get at least 15 calls a day. Where be the wrong number?
How did I get that phone call? Did I get that phone number off of y'all's call? It came from y'all's, the package that it was mailed from.
And the
Smart Gadgets Online gave the 877-501-6049. Is that not y'all number?
I wouldn't know my number with a call center, so my number with Barry. But that may be a number to the call support center.
Right, I understand. I said.
Can you say your address again slowly for me?
You know what? Supervisor.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I can't hear you. It sounds like you're underwater.
7.
Can't hear none of this, sir.
I'll find it again.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day, sir. All right, you may have to contact your credit card company.
Don't.
I'm not going to hang up.
No, I don't neither. Y'all the one took this money out.
Can you provide me your address?
54 door. That's the order number.
Go ahead with the order number.
My name is 68543.
I just got the five numbers. That's it.
Now, I know I got good quality on my.
I promise you, sir. The last thing I heard, I got good. Then your line went out. I promise you, the signal is terrible. You still here with me, sir?
I know he's gay.
I'm not going to hang up. I want you to know that sickness is terrible. So it's the reception is bad. I barely can hear you. Every time you begin to speak. Like now, if you're talking, I can't hear anything. I'm not saying anything because I can't hear nothing you're saying, sir. It sounds like you got a drill. All I hear, brr, brr, brr. And he keep telling me not to hang up. You have a good day, sir. I'm sorry our reception is awful. I cannot hear nothing you're saying. I'll try calling you back again.